All right, guys. So today's episode is actually the live show that we did at RFD Washington for the Blackout Tips. It's for NegroCon 2017. The audio is pretty bad, okay? Just telling you up front. So I understand if you can't make it through this one. I cleaned it up as much as I could, but you know, it just wasn't a lot to work with. Hopefully if you go to the blackouttips.com, you can see the video on our YouTube page. And that actually, you know, while you're seeing us talking and stuff, the video actually kind of helps understand the audio. If not, you know, like I said, this is what we got. I cleaned it up as much as we could. I hope you guys can still kind of enjoy it. But we had a good time. Hopefully we can do more live stuff. We'll get better recordings, out of it, for you guys next time. And, we'll get that out, for everybody. But, it was very fun, for people that were there. It was awesome to see the faces and hear people sing the songs and all that stuff. So we really enjoyed it. We love you guys. We appreciate y'all for supporting us. Yeah, like I said, enjoy this episode, which is just the live RFD Washington NegroCon panel that we did. All right, so it's me, Justin, and Karen. So yeah, you will hear Justin on this somewhat, hope you enjoy it. Peace.
Going out of style, so don't know. Hey Chris, can you play the first song from the list, man? Trying to get into our segments. Oh, hold on, they're breaking that up. He was there before you. I don't know what happened. Yeah, I'm using
it. You know, well before they even break everything. Right.
They might show up and, was construction going on there? I'm in the background. Gotta get that sound out there. Oh, he left?
Yeah.
It's his daughter's graduation party. So he's gonna go be a good dad? Being a good father is optional. We all know this. A lot of us in here now that didn't have good fathers. Not me, I'm sorry. But the rest of you guys. A lot of people that didn't have good fathers are still there. He gonna bring his dad with him like proof. Alright, so Chris, is it down? Alright, let's sing it ourselves, y'all. Yeah, we're gonna do the LGBT news. I'm gonna improvise the song ourselves. Never good, really. We do the same thing with dance, and it's like they still hate y'all. But actually, I do have one good news thing, so we'll cover that first. We'll do that. As soon as this thing wants to go, just take time. A transgender person was elected to, I want to say, mayor. Transgender candidate won the primary to take the most transphobic, take on the most transphobic lawmaker in Richmond. Right? Take the fight to the face! Virginia Democratic voters nominated the first transgender candidate for the state's House of Delegates on Tuesday, pinning former journalist Jennifer Rowe against a new transphobic lawmaker, incumbent Republican Bob Marshall. Rowe won a heavily contested primary as a number of Democrats jumped into the races and then Marshall may be gone. Ain't that the way? Oh, trans person? They gonna let the trans person win? I might as well put my shit in. They can't let anybody in. Fucking Democrats, man. Anyway. She kicked their ass too. Marshall was in his 11th term in the district that encompasses Prince William County, which has been trending more Democratic in recent years and away from Marshall's grand politics. He spent a significant amount of his legislative career pushing the hardline Christian conservative agenda. Shout out to the Christian conservatives. It's never like, let's conserve the love that we have for these people. It's always like, conserve the children away from the gays.
Hopefully.
I hate y'all conserve the environment. Fuck the environment. God gave us that bill. We gotta cut the trees down.
What we really need to worry about is two pieces of touch.
So he was attempted to ban gay people from serving in the Virginia National Guard. So what I don't understand is who wants to be in the National Guard just in general? It can't be that many people, and then you turn away the gay people that's like, I want to do it, like, no. You might get there for rainbows on the tanks. I don't know what you guys are up to. Y'all might have a good job, right? It's going to be too bad. We're going to get better music. Our outfits going to look better. We don't step up. He also pushed for a mandatory transvaginal ultrasound for women seeking an abortion. Yeah, keep government out the bedroom, right? Small government, except in your pussy. Boom! We got to see what's going on in there. We don't know. You might be having legal people in there. We don't know what's going on. Rome played a leading role in the successful opposition to the bill. Meanwhile, trafficking and addiction has gotten worse and worse, and that's the issue Rome ran and won on. He spent more time on where I go to the bathroom than on fixing Route 28. Oh, ain't that some shit? It's like, look, don't vote for me because I'm transgender. I'm gonna fix this traffic. Everybody's like, it takes me too long to get to work.
I don't take the stairway. Rush hours from 6 a.m. to midnight. I don't understand. Oh no, we flew this time. Cause last time we rode, we were 30 minutes away from the hotel. I'm just going right in, and we said
that
for 2 hours.
I'm just like,
fuck that.
This is Richard, right? Yeah, Richard.
We got one highway. How's it?
Hey, it's crazy to me too. All right. Let's go to the next segment. Can I get the next song, Chris? That's right, guys. It's time to play the game, and we all hate to play. That's right. Fucking with black people. Again, we go all around the globe. We find different articles that make us feel fucked with as black people. And we assign point scores from 0 to 100, intervals of 25. Today's contestants?
Everybody!
Hello, y'all. Y'all play this game? 99% of students handcuffed in school by the NYPD in 2016 were black or Latinx. Who is the white kid that got arrested? What the fuck was he doing? Dick out or some shit. What the fuck? He's like, got one of those close blood tests on me. Look, got a 10? Whoever did that, she's gonna police with him. Just like, what the fuck, man? We're arresting the Negroes. What is this? Apparently, an overwhelming number of all public school students were placed in handcuffs by New York Police Department officers in 2016 were black or Hispanic. Whopping 99% to be exact. Last year, there were 262 child in crisis incidents. It's a child in crisis, you put them in handcuffs. Oh man, I'm really having a hard time. You got the right to make sound with a motherfucker.
Afraid of your life?
I think I'm being abused at home. Well, how you being abused here? We got classes to teach. They were removed from class, taken to a hospital for psychological evaluation, which handcuffs were used in New York Civil Liberties Union, reported Monday. Only 3 of those incidents didn't involve black and Latinx students, who made up 2/3 of the city's more than 1 million public school students. They said it only happens down south,
but
I don't know.
No, that ain't down south. White people everywhere, so as long as white people there, it's gonna be racist.
The NYCLU Executive Director Donna Lieberman told the New York Daily News that police action in school has a big impact on kids' academic and emotional well-being. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if they in high school, this affects like college, all that stuff, right? And then when you're not able to get your education, like, well, why not?
And not to mention, like, they always have to say that kind of stuff when it's just racism involved. You know, if you kick the kids out of school, they won't learn. We know. Y'all are educating yourselves at this point. We don't need another study. We also all knew this shit before we had to read it. Anyway, 0 to 100, Cameron.
Oh, I already gave it 100.
Okay. Justin?
I guess 100. Probably gotta follow the rules.
Alright. I gotta give it 100, man. I'm gonna round up to the percentage that they wish they got. LeBron James. The King.
LeBron James.
Donated $2.5 million to the Nigga Museum.
How much again? Say that number again.
He donated 2.5 times what Michael Jordan donated to the Nigga Museum. Muhammad Ali is such a cornerstone of me as an athlete because of what he represented. Not only in the ring as a champion, but more outside the ring, what he stood for, what he spoke for, is the man. So he even picked the right athlete to, like, because LeBron's getting more outspoken. Like, now it's like, sometimes you see on TV, it's like, he's built, he's here to suck. But then sometimes you see him, and he's just be like, racism is real. He's fighting people crazy. Like, damn, yeah, an NBA superstar. It's saying that shit. It's amazing, you know? But you consider, you know, the kid captain got the lead for just kneeling. It's a huge risk, but I really appreciate that, man. So, 0 to 100, man. 0. What about you, Justin?
0.
0? Right. 0 to 3?
And I hope they put his name on the wall right above Michael Jordan.
Right above
Michael Jordan. Right above.
Chris, it's time to get to some lighter topics. Can you play the video, please? Five people quit, resigned this week from the Presidential Advisory on advisory council on HIV and AIDS. Man, they got more turnover than I worked at McDonald's for something.
They turn over. They like, oh, this is
I quit on my lunch break. I stayed there longer than people stayed in this Trump administration. They just quit left and right. As advocates for people living with HIV, we've decided our lives to dedicate our lives to combating this disease and no longer feel we can do so effectively within the confines of an advisory body to a president who simply does not care. The Trump administration has no strategy to address the ongoing HIV/AIDS epidemic, seeks zero inputs from experts to formulate HIV policy, and most concerning, pushes legislation that will harm people living with HIV and halt or reverse important gains made in the fight against the disease. One of the reasons that this is important too is because Mike Pence, in his day, basically brought HIV back.
He brought it back.
And you know Trump not running shit, really. Like, he let this motherfucker run everything. So it was just kind of bound to happen. So I'm not really surprised by it, but there's still a lot of people that got hurt, a lot of people that didn't care about this election, a lot of people that didn't vote, a lot of people that, you know, were blocked from voting, and we didn't even have a proper battle to fight that out in a lot of states, my state being one of them. Oh, yeah, those emails, those are a lot of things in those emails. As a super president myself, I still had to vote for that one. I didn't want to see Trump, maybe.
He did
march with Kane. Way back. After the dogs left. Now, this one doesn't seem like it's about Trump, but it is. Trust me. Otto Warmbier, who is the guy, if y'all remember, there was a white dude in North Korea that thought he was on Jackass. And did some pranks and got his ass arrested. North Korea don't play that shit.
Well, they gave him back.
Because we got him. But the problem is, this motherfucker's a vegetable, dog. He a walking vegetable. I feel like every time Trump says some shit, they was just whooping his monkey ass. And that's why he fucked. They're like, oh, we broke him. Just give him back. He'll do something with him. So I put that on Trump, too. Obama wasn't getting niggas' ass whooped. He was just like, come on, North Korea, stop bullshitting. They're like, no, fuck you. He's like, whatever, just don't kill him. And then Trump was like, I can't even kill that motherfucker. I don't care. Now look at us. All right, now let's do some pleasant white people news, okay? That was a lot. NBC station in Connecticut will not broadcast Megyn Kelly's interview with Alex Jones. So if you live in Connecticut, congratulations. The rest of us will be getting the Alex Jones interview. I like that they try to act surprised. They're like, oh, she crazy. She keep interviewing crazy people. It's like, nigga, what do you think she was doing to get the job? Putin? This nigga? I don't even know who next, dog. Tyrese next. It's gonna be Steve Harvey. You black people just, y'all are terrible. Yeah, so they're not gonna play it. Shout out to them for standing up. Other white people news: Olympic medalist Michael Phelps is gonna race a great white shark.
Yes.
It's gonna eat him, right?
Who's gonna eat who?
Shark ain't eat him, right?
Now see, that's the thing. It's Shark Week, but it's like a national white holiday. Everybody knows white people love fucking shark meat. But the thing for me is, I would be interested in watching this if he was in the same pool as the shark with no white. It's part of your life. That's what we know he's on. Right? Like, as long as he's safe, we never gonna know if he really dug deep and, like, tried to outswim that shark. jumping shark and eating his ass, we know that was fast as he could go. Yeah, it's gonna be, apparently he is our greatest champion to ever get in the water. Michael Phelps, 39, world records, 23 Olympic gold medals. But he has one competition left to win. An event so monumental no one has ever attempted before.
What's he high on this time, this contract?
No one else is trying to fight a bear.
What's he high on this contract?
You know what? Now, okay. I will watch High Michael Phelps. Race the shark. I will watch it. Like, he gotta get fucked up first. Him in that water with a solar shade. I will watch that. That's some white people shit that's happening. What else is white people up to? Oh, Ted Nugent. Ted Nugent said we need to tone down the hateful rhetoric, guys. It's time, dog. Our man is in the president office now. Time to cut this shit out. I was angry. What are y'all trying to solve? Even though he did tell President Obama to suck with a machine gun, threaten Hillary Clinton. Yeah. And then they had that, who was that woman that was crying last week? The white woman? They had Captain River crying. Anyway. He said that. Keep in mind, he said, if Barack Obama becomes president in November again, I will either be dead or in jail by this time next year. Right? But he decided to be more selective with his rants and his words, said the 10 to 8 to 69. It's not like a boxer title. At the tender age of 69, my wife has convinced me I just can't use those harsh terms. I cannot, will not encourage even my friends / enemies on the left in the democratic and liberal world.
Then he said, well, excuse me while I put my hood on.
Oh, I'm talking with this on, hold on a second. He said that we have got to be civil with each other is not going to engage, I'm not going to engage in that kind of hateful rhetoric anymore. Captain Griffin fucked up. Shouldn't apologize. Can't be weak, man. That weakness is over. I would have been out there like, yes, I said I cut his fucking head off myself. Now what? The problem was a joke wasn't funny, but you know, she was working on it. Alright, last white people story. Boys Day Out. Leonardo DiCaprio enjoys a stroll with Tobey Maguire and Orlando Bloom in New York City. Delightful.
I know these white people. I don't know white people. Who that? What
you doing? First, the actors donned casual wear for their bonding session in Manhattan's East Village, with Orlando even bringing his puppy, Mighty, along. The pals were seen meeting up for lunch before their walk. Leo, 42, led the pack in his gray V-neck top and cream shorts and a camouflage pattern baseball cap. The star, who rocked a goatee and sunglasses, carried an iced beverage in one hand with headphones in his ears. Orlando, 40, covered up in his denim bottoms and long-sleeve button-up. The Lord of the Rings star peeked at his phone while balancing a water bottle, and Mighty, the pup. Mighty looked absolutely adorable in his harness as he stayed close to Orlando. Toby, 41, kept it simple in an all-black rocketed t-shirt with magic bottoms. Leo and Orlando were seen hanging out at this year's Coachella Music and Arts Festival in April. It didn't get much whiter than that. They were seen hanging out with Justin Bieber's ex, Chantel Jeffries, while at the festival. Later, they were spotted at the famed after-party Neon Carnival, held each year during Coachella. Leo and Toby have been friends for about 30 years. Basketball Diaries and all, right? 30 years ago, what the fuck was he doing? What was he in? Yeah, he was in East Gilbert Great 30 years ago. The duo met in the 80s at an audition at the age of 12. Since then, their friendship has withstood the test of time. They also co-starred in the 2013 film The Great Gatsby. Leo played Jake Gatsby and Toby was Nick Carraway. See, that's why we do white people do this. See how much calmer we feel? We just talk about Trump. Let's talk about Megyn Kelly. Let's talk about fucking, I played that video, sorry, but I had to do it. But look at us now. We're talking about they arrest black people 99% of the time for being kids and shit. But you talk about, you know, some sensible khakis. That's why white people are so cool all the time.
Why don't you just talk to the police?
Because they don't have no problems. All right. Can you play the next song for us, Chris? Took her 5 kids to Cracker Barrel. Okay.
It's kind of tricky. In the South, y'all know y'all love y'all some Cracker Barrels.
There's no bonus for being first, guys, okay? So after she took her 5 kids to Cracker Barrel, one stranger wanted to discuss their behavior. That's been tricky. I thought y'all had it after that half a sentence. Now y'all don't know.
Got a boo them now.
White people kids bad. Black people kids bad. Everybody kids bad. Even though Nina is on parent duty by herself this summer because her husband is working. Still around, but he isn't working. But he's not there. But he's in the lights. Ugh. I mean, the dude that was here said he had to go home, and he was working, so I mean, you never know.
Nina.
Okay. So she wanted to do something special for her kids. The Florida mom decided to surprise her brood with the treat of eating out at a restaurant. But the trip didn't go at all, as she expected. If you suffer from anxiety like I do, going out can sometimes be a chore, she said. I was willing to take control of my anxiety and do it. Nina examined that she and her husband worked hard on teaching their children how to behave while in public. But when she took her kids to Cracker Barrel, there was no guarantee that they would all remember their manners. At the end of the meal, the children went to use the bathroom and a stranger approached Nina. All these kids are yours. I'm editorializing a bit, but Nina would call her and ask you, they are so well behaved, I can't believe it. Shocked, Nina thanked the woman and explained how much her kind words meant. She also shared that their father is very involved with the kids and is also a Marine. So the example he set definitely helped. They chatted for a few more minutes, and before Nina and her family left, their waitress came back to the table. The waitress also commented on the kids' behavior, and they took the bill from her. It's been paid for by a family here at the restaurant who has noticed your beautiful, well-behaved children. All they ask is that you pay it forward, the server told Nina. I immediately started to cry. Not because I wasn't financially able to pay for my bill. I cried because this is exactly what I do and teach my kids, surprising people and paying for either their bill, coffee, Starbucks, etc. Nina hosted this simple act of kindness, inspires others to pay it forward without expecting anything in return. God had it come back to me today. He showed me human kindness from strangers to my family. With all the negativity in the world, in the news, it's amazing how God shows you I'm here. P.S. to the beautiful family, paid for our meal, the Carr family thanks you. Guess the race, Karen?
Wise.
Justin?
I'm going to try to channel my animal race here. I'm something.
Okay. Anybody want to guess in the audience? I'll go with you guess first.
Take special snowflake black.
Special snowflake black. Okay. What about you?
Eating breakfast on Metro, so white.
White, okay. Alright. Brandon, go ahead, yes.
Callous Caucasian.
Now, look, I did not get the studio audience chairs and booths. I'm gonna need y'all to do a chair and a booth, okay?
Right.
So everybody guessed white, right?
Nope. No.
And who guessed black? Who guessed black? Okay, so he guessed black. Everybody else guessed white.
Nope.
If you guess white, you are wrong. And then it's make the kids to be well behaved. Oh, I just need to pay for your meal. I didn't think those kids expected. And then she was like, I explained to them that they had a daddy. Only black people feel that need. Because like, I know you're a nice white person, but my kids have a father, so I'll just sit down a little bit. Alright. Let's do another one, guys. A man fired a shotgun at a business while people were inside.
White.
A man was in jail. So if he's in jail, that means he's not dead. Alright. So he's in jail. As the police say, he fired a gun at a Owensboro business while people were inside. According to police, it happened Monday around 5 p.m. at Edgefit Sports and Fitness. Police say 38-year-old James D. Cobb fired both of them. Fired both barrels of a double barrel shotgun in front of the business while six people were working out of the gym. That'll get you moving on that treadmill. get that extra lift. We're told Cobb tried to reload the shotgun, but the gun broke into two pieces. When he hit it across his leg, police say Cobb was also carrying a wooden club and he began pointing it at people at the gym after the gun broke. He was still at the scene when the police showed up. It's a horrible crime. He didn't plan this at all. What did he mad about?
Denied his membership? He had denied his membership, right?
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. Credit ain't running this week. Police say there was damage to the front glass and some equipment inside the gym, but no one was hurt. Cobb is being held in the Davies County Detention Center on 6 counts of wanton endangerment and a charge of criminal mischief. Guess the race, Karen?
White.
Justin?
Oh, he definitely got that white dude.
Okay, everybody going white?
Yeah.
We got one.
Black.
Let's say
Neanderthal snow person.
Okay.
Hey, Paul, what you got?
Well, if you guys guessed that economic anxiety was causing the crime, you got it right. Hey, Chris, can you play us the next one?
Oh,
we're right. All right. Now, let Chris get back on. All right, go to the bonus round. Work twice as much, you got a chance to get right back in there, guys. Three nudist campers. Very enthusiastic about that one. Three nudist campers were found dead. After a man shoots his ex-wife and her new boyfriend. Three members of the nudist colony were found shot dead in what Quebec, Canada police believe. They were very polite about it. So the bodies of Rodrigue Tremblay, 77. Oh, way too old to die with some sex, man. You made it that long and your dick got you killed? What's the point, man? This is why I don't know about it. My dick's not working, I'm telling you. Be productive and shit, don't get rich. Stop arguing with people over stupid shit. Anyway, Suzanne Giroux, 50. And Dennis Carpenter, 76. So dude were both 70 something and the woman was 50. She had two of them.
They should just send to the nursing home.
In all fairness, I think you should be able to have two lovers if they're both 70. It's gonna take a team effort. You're not gonna. You know what I mean? You're only 50. Anyway. They were found by relatives inside Tremblay's home on the club Naturese Adam and Eve campground in the Saints Brigham de Sauve Monday afternoon. Police believe that Carpenter killed his ex-girl and longtime friend Tremblay before turning to high power. Oh, it was his friend. Oh, so his friend was fucking his girl. He found out. You know what? He allegedly was his friend. If they want their wife, that's not really a friendship.
Anyway, I'm surprised they all three was new. Three was new.
Maybe they couldn't help it, man. But who wants to see an old 70-year-old man's uncles?
I know.
I guess you just got to have it. Anyway, it's believed that Giroux left Carpenter for Tremblay. She had been staying with Tremblay at his home, which he bought from a couple of few years ago. Autopsies are still pending. They got shot to death, man. They just died from heart attacks and pulled the gun out. Getting shot. Like, we really gotta solve this one, guys. Get to the bottom. According to the news campground Facebook page, the colony includes a number of small homes for rent, along with a pool, disco, and a bar. And all people party. There's something about you. The Facebook page says that the campground is for liberated adults only. Members of the community told T.A. Novell's that Carpenter was a jealous, possessive man. I thought, you know what I'm saying? Wait to tell us after. Should have told them about this like 2 weeks ago. They could have moved. Anyway. But they did not think he was capable of murder. How much more evidence do we need that men are capable of murdering him. What are we waiting for? Two more, and I'm gonna admit it.
What do you think we're gonna have at this liberated retreat area?
That's true, it's the liberated dude was killing people. That's hard. Anyway.
I guess he thought he was the only one.
You know what? He wasn't liberated enough. I do a lot of shit, but not that. Garou allegedly spent Friday with a friend and told the friend about the tension between her ex and her new boyfriend. Neighbors who spoke to La Presse said that Tremblay's wife had died of cancer and that he had started chemotherapy himself. Damn, Walter White ass dude. Let it go, man. Barely hanging on, you killing people? Rodriguez, he would not hurt anyone. He was a good living man. He served everybody. He had three grandchildren, and he had just started chemo when they were saying, wait, is he the nigga that killed him? Because I feel like, yeah, if he got killed, then I mean, I really can't say he's a good person. Did fucking girl. But still, what, they broke up. So he, okay, maybe he's a good guy. When his wife died of cancer, Rodriguez regained a taste for life. He was a fine fellow and made all the ladies ride around. And another neighbor had made all the ladies ride around. What does that mean?
What is it?
Chopping up, Jerry Matthew Casey smithering.
Alright, man.
Guess the race. White. Seems like a whole crowd is going white. Is anybody going not white?
We got one person.
Y'all really want to spin. This is trying to go off the board. What a great answer is white. Everybody say white. This spin got it wrong.
Yeah.
goddamn shield.
Hey, I just picture the Wonder Woman theme playing. Anyway, so he pulled that shit out, and I was just shot him with a taser, the official weapon of the show, and a struggle ensued. And when they tried to arrest him, one of the officers was injured by the sword during the scuffle. As a result, Lincoln was arrested on numerous charges, including first-degree felony aggravated assault on a public servant with a deadly weapon, evading arrest with a vehicle, evading arrest on foot, resisting arrest with a deadly weapon, unlawful carrying a weapon, as well. He was booked on a $132,500 bail. One, he was black kid. So, just keep that out of the way. If he was black, he would have been like, this nigga got a sword, we just shot him for that. Prostitute, what happened with that? I don't know, he's got a sword. But then the other part is, he assaulted an officer, and that's all he's been? Like, that's like a tip to kill the officer, dog.
Why didn't he just show up with a condom?
Unlike the beast of orgy, which is still going down at the show.
What thing did he need?
He was early in the beast of orgy.
He settled with the wrong projection.
Come out smelling dicky. In all, police arrested 9 people in Connecticut with prostitution training. Woodway is a town of about 9,000 residents on the outskirts of Waco. This story first reported in WK by KWT. Alright, that's it, man. We appreciate y'all coming out. I know after this we're going to have a little Q&A session, so just yet, get the hell off the stage. But we can't end without me saying, Karen.
Yes.
I love you.
I love you too.
I love you too.